This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yeah, celebrating Raya with Yuna and the track Raya, oh yeah, right here on The Pulse with Daryl Nofnil.
Okay, first up on the show, we have local rapper Yoni Boy, who appeared in the official soundtrack of the Disney film Raya and the Last Dragon. Cause I need a real thing. Shout me with gold so everybody can see. The song's called Trust Again, and it features a few Southeast Asian artists, Sprite, Matthias, Raisa, and of course our very own Yoni Boy. Mm. Of course, it's not every day that a Malaysian artist gets to be involved in an official soundtrack of a Disney film, right?
Yeah.
So he's joining us right now on the line as we find out more about him. Hey man, welcome to the show, Yoni Boy.
How are you?
I'm doing great myself. You've been making music for a couple of years now, taking the SoundCloud YouTube route. What would you say is the difference between Yoni Boy back then and now?
Compared to Yoni Boy now, I'm learning more, like, musically. Because back then, I don't have any, like, musical background. So I don't know anything about music. So I just, like, randomly do something and it sounds good. Now I understand music well enough to, like, actually think which instrument to put in and what type of vocals I need. So basically, it just grew on me, like.
Right. Yoni Boy, you've been dropping singles very consistently. Last year alone, you dropped a whole bunch of music. Tell us a little bit about your process. What's it like in the studio?
Bro, I really just wake up every day and just cook up something. It's just a daily practice until I run out of ideas, and then I'll just do something else, a new idea instead. So it's just basically I'm working myself out. Try to make the best of it.
Now, since most rappers are producers as well, do you produce your own beats?
I mean, back then, yes, but right now I don't. I have like a whole team now. So like, I'd rather have someone who's like better than me producing, because I'm doing the mixing afterwards, so I don't really want to touch the producing part.
Yeah, I'm sure producing music is something clearly, obviously very passionate about. But at the same time, to elevate your craft, you need to let go and trust others, right? Teamwork makes the dream work. Was it tough to do that?
Yes, man. At first, I was like, I don't like someone else like touching my, touching my style.
Yeah.
It's just in me, the ego. But as time goes by, I see like someone better than me, and I just cannot do something just like them. But I can do something else about it. I can enhance it. I can master the sound so it sounds better. But I can't make the beat sound good enough for me. I mean, I like complex beats, bro. I don't like, mine are too simple. I'm like, so basically, when I have this new team, like, they help me out to like, macam, I have a structure, an idea. And then they just like, macam, complete it.
I see. We have to talk about your involvement with the Disney movie, of course, Raya and the Last Dragon. It features a lineup of Southeast Asian artists. How was the process of recording this song since it had to be done during a pandemic?
So actually, the first time I got trapped, it was actually rushing. It was last minute. So my manager like told me 1 week before I was working and all, I didn't have the time to actually work on the song. But after I got the free time, I just like literally just work on it and then just instantly pass it to him. Like, it's a fast process. I was too excited to ever think about being nervous or whatever level. It's like, I want to do this and I want to make this sounds good. Actually, my manager said, like, you need to add satay.
Nasi lemak.
Don't just talk about love, just talk about trusting someone. And then this song is about Southeast Asia, that's all. So basically, I connect all those by like saying, like, our food in Malaysia like connects everyone who like, macam, whoever comes to Malaysia, they'll come again because of the food and all. They won't have the same taste ever when they're out there. Like, from the west to the east, it's like something like that.
Right, working on the Disney track is definitely a defining moment in anybody's career. But is it something that people would probably mention many years to come? Are you worried that this song that you did for Disney might overshadow your other tunes?
No, man. I'm actually not. I'm actually having fun experimenting more stuff, actually. So I want people to see like a newer, better me soon. So I'm doing hip-hop, right? By the next like few months, I'll be doing punk. Who knows, right? So basically, what I'm saying is, I want my listeners to actually open up to me and then actually listen to new stuff.
You also have quite an expansive discography. In fact, your other track, Suck It, featuring Zainakal, has more than 10 million streams right now. Did you expect that song to blow up at all?
Man. So that track, actually, I was like, I didn't plan anything at all. The music video was like $200. The music video was $200. And my outfit was just like, I just came through from a hotel. I don't have anything to wear, and just, there you go, a Super Mario shirt. So it's very ratchet, like, bro. It's like, everything was unplanned, and then me and Zin was like, we're saying to ourselves, if we got 1 million, then it's okay, like, I think it's going to be okay. And then suddenly, boom, I don't know what to think of, bro. It just happened.
With such great success, Yoni Boy, I'm sure it's tempting to just reuse the same formula, right? To get another viral hit. What do you do to switch it up for variety?
You know, this is one thing interesting about me. This is what I do, like, whenever I'm lost, whenever I repeat the same thing over and over again, I literally move places. Like, and do, like now I'm doing music in my house, but then I want to go to the studio. It's something like that. And then mostly from what I see, people are more accepting with my change, and it's like they are okay with it. So like, because I change like every time and people are still okay with it. It's like a relevant type of thing. Like, I've been carried like I'm dropping a song which has like a K-pop vibe in it. K-pop kind of beat. Because I know I like their production so much. The K-pop production is like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be like something like that. But not K-pop, M-pop.
Well, I'm looking forward to hear your new M-pop sound. Thanks so much for joining us, Yoni Boy, for a chat. Wishing you all the best.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much for having the time.
That was Yoni Boy, and you can check out Trust Again, which is the official soundtrack of the Disney movie Raya and the Last Dragon, on your preferred streaming platform of choice.
After this, Alina Murang joins us to talk about her latest release called Sky Songs. But in the meantime, we are playing mostly Raya tunes on tonight's Pulse. Here's one featuring Yoni Boy alongside his Def Jam Southeast Asia crew. The song is called Raptor Raya, right here on the Pulse. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.